live from Innovation Works. Now, it's a co-working space here in downtown London, and there's a ton of companies in here, a ton of nonprofit organizations. I happen to be one of them. If you're listening, you may know who I am, but if you somehow stumble upon this, which you know, I don't know in what universe that's going to happen. My name is Tyler Bride, and this is the first time I've put this together. It's the first time I've done this. I've been meaning to put together some form of content creation for a really long time, and I really sort of explored some different options. Still working on some other ones. One of the sort of first things that I really sort of wanted to focus on and buckle down on was live video, and so I've got the setup for that. Still a couple glitches and things, and just want to raise the confidence I have in that before I really start to work into that. But for now, I really love the medium of audio. Sort of this podcast, long discussion feel. And I've been, watching and listening to a lot of it. And I think what I like in it is that in a time when, so many people have, a lack of time, and you're so busy, we've got so much stuff to do, we've got so much content to consume. Something like this is almost sort of, it's almost sort of hands off. You can go to the gym and you can listen to it. You can when you're driving, you can listen. When you're just sort of sitting and relaxing, I went down on vacation a couple weeks ago, sitting on the beach listening to an audiobook or a podcast. And so I'm sort of excited to contribute to that. It's been a big space. It's a saturated space. There's no doubt about that. I think sort of the early 2000s was sort of the original golden era of podcasting. And it's since seen a pretty big resurgence, but with that resurgence become sort of, again, this oversaturation where everyone's doing it. Everyone thinks that they can, they can get a microphone, figure out how to do some recording, create a podcast, and there they go. They're the next, you're the next Joe Rogan. You're sitting there with endorsements and sponsorship deals, and all you have to do is sit there and have some good conversations with someone. And so I'm pretty aware that this is not quite as, it's not quite as easy as people think. And I think when you look at something from the outside, you think it's going to be a lot easier than it is. Once you get into it, you realize just how deep that goes. And I felt the same way when I to give you a little bit of background on myself and who I am, I run a company right now currently called 6-5. And 6-5 started from, going through my education, which was a university degree, and then a college diploma, with a little bit of trouble along the way, but sort of coming into this idea and realization that, I didn't want to go down a traditional path, and there was something that was really interested me, and that was marketing. And I had gone and looked at that a little bit in university, looked at it a little bit more in depth in college, but also more of the practical stuff, more about web development, web design, and those kind of things. But I really wanted to explore this idea of marketing. And from the outside, you see the movies, you see the TV shows. One of the big ones for me was How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days with Matthew McConaughey. And, you think this is all it is. You figure out a couple things, you put together a logo or you do some other stuff, and there you go, you're a marketer. And so as I started to get into it, I started to get, relatively, good at some of these basics. But as I started to figure out what some of these basics were, you realize just how in-depth those basics actually go. And so, what I thought would maybe take a year to master some marketing, every single day, every single, hour, there's something new that changes the landscape for marketing. It changes, how marketers need to view. You get some more pieces of information that give you more insights in how you need to market. But then the other side is, platforms changing, updates. Facebook is now not getting users at the same rate that they were. They've decreased the organic reach of business pages. It's a pretty crazy time for how just, you know, we look at the stock market, we look at currency, cryptocurrency, all this stuff. It's very volatile. And it's the same way in marketing right now. People are having things that were working one day fall apart the next day. And I think it's really scary time for a lot of marketers who are, you know, I mean, and I think just people in general who are just sort of improvising, hoping things are going to go okay. And really the people who are having success are the ones who are constantly experimenting, testing, seeing what's going on out there, and putting their toes in multiple little lakes. And I don't know if that's a metaphor, but you put your toes in multiple lakes and they're testing different things until they see, you know, whatever, what fish or what snapping turtle bites that toe. And there's a lot of people having success with that. I think that's why we've seen the success of, you know, of Google, of Facebook, is because they have put in testing, split testing, constant experiments into their whole culture of growing their company. A lot of times this is referred as growth hacking, and they've, you know, had more success because of it. It's really tough to, now in this day, to put together a brand for 6 months, a year, work on all this stuff, and then just release it to the public and then hope it works. The way that a lot of people are doing this stuff now is much more iterative, where you're putting up a landing page with one of the versions of your logo and some different sales copy, and you're driving people to that site to see their engagement with it, see what the response is, and see if you can make them take a valuable action on that site or something to your business, and then building up on there. And so a lot of the stuff now is data-driven decisions instead of just sort of these random shots or, throwing things at the wall, the dartboard, all this kind of stuff. It's much more methodical with how it goes. And it's a really interesting time for marketing. And I don't know how I got deep into this. I guess I wanted to give you a little history on myself. And I just cracked open a water bottle back here. But we're in an interesting time in the world in general. And so, I mean, I've been part of it. I've been watching for a long time. And I mean, what I'm sort of feeling over the last couple years here is, just sort of a little bit more of like a growing dissatisfaction with how it's going. And so, I don't really know if there's that much I can do. I continue to do, work in the community, continue to do work with my business and try to, figure more things out about how I can make a bigger impact. But, it's really difficult. And I think one of the things I'm looking at, even with just this, is to get some of my thoughts out, my ideas, maybe connect with some people who share the same thoughts and ideas. And I don't want to get stuck in an echo chamber, but what I'm looking for is to, have a little bit more of a community, a team of people that collaborates, and a team of people who, sort of have a mission and a vision that lines, and maybe there's some synergy that we can create with that together. And so that's what I'm sort of doing here today. There's a lot of reasons I'm sitting in front of this microphone right now. And just to give you a little bit more imagery, I guess I have about a 750 square foot office. It's in the basement of Innovation Works. So there's four beautiful floors in this co-working space above us. Actually, there's four floors in total above. And then there's this little basement space. And so we first moved in here. We wanted some space. We were, a bunch of young people, and we make a little bit of noise sometimes. We do stuff like this, and a lot of the office up on the other four floors are pretty tiny and condensed, and so there wasn't too much noise to have. You couldn't make too much noise, otherwise you're disrupting people pretty damn easy. And so we found this little space down in the basement here, and man, it was a piece of shit. Just straight up, it was gross. Sometimes when I look at it right now, I mean, we've done a lot. I've done a lot of renovations, a lot of work on this to pull into something that's presentable. But man, it's pretty scary. It was pretty scary when we first got in here, and we put a lot of work in, renovated and sort of laid down the floor, and we did this all. We got really nice discounted office rate, put a lot of work in, and have really tried to make it our home. And so, at one point there was. There was more of us. So right now, it's really me full time here. I run this company called 6-5. And then there's another guy named Sean here who helps me with a bunch of the marketing stuff and working with nonprofits. And I hope to do a lot more of this stuff and hopefully talk a little bit more about, you know, what I do, what I want to do, just what the hell is my business, 6-5? Am I continuing it? What, all the stuff that I think, you know, I mean, I'm curious about, and I know a lot of other people are curious about as well, too. I want to get through that. I had a web developer and then also a partner who was a graphic designer. And just at the end of last year, I lost my partner who was a graphic designer. And that was a really tough thing for the business and for me. And it put a lot more pressure on me and also reduced the skill set of what our team had. And, I mean, really reduced our team to just, two people now. So there's a lot of shifts going on in my life and a lot of things happening, not just in my life, but in the world in general. And so, you know, one of the resolutions I really wanted to make at the end of 2017 was to do something more for myself. I had been working on 6-5 for quite a while now, and it's been really fulfilling. I've gotten, you know, opportunities that I don't think I really could have gotten anywhere else. You know, speaking, coverage in the press here in London, you know, opportunities to meet people who I just really didn't even have any business meeting, and opportunities to meet other people who are, you know, very intelligent, very smart, and making their own way in the world. And I think it's been really exciting to have those sort of doors open to me all running through this medium of 6-5, which was the company that I started officially in May 2015, but have been running relatively full time since the start of the summer in 2017. And so there's a lot going on, not just in the the business world of my life, but as a lot of people who do know me, there's a lot of stuff around, community advocacy, and I think more specifically is mental health. And so mental health has been such a big part of my life for such a long time now. Not really out of choice. I don't really know if mental health is becomes part of someone's life by choice. I don't really think so. Maybe getting happy and living a better life, but not necessarily any problems with mental health as well. And so my story's been done. I've told my story many times, but went through a very tough time a couple years ago and, got very low in those times. And since then, I've really had to have, quite a reflection on my life and how I got to the point that I got, and then had to put a lot of work into, continue to survive, and hopefully not just survive, but thrive in the world that I'm living in right now. And so one of the problems that I find I actually seem to face is even with the amount of people around me, a wonderful girlfriend, a supporting family, at Innovation Works, where there's hundreds of companies and some amazing, beautiful people here, I don't seem to get the stuff out of my head, or with this stuff that I'm holding in my stomach, these things that sort of maybe have a little bit of effect on my happiness. I don't really get to, get them out in the world and get it out all the time. And so this is one of the methods that I'm really trying with this forum, I think, to put something together like this. And I really doubt that many people are going to listen to this. If you're listening, thank you very much, man. Anyone. That is, good for you. Good for you for listening to this. I know I can talk a storm. I know that I say a lot. I might be talking too fast. All this stuff, I don't know. But I'm looking at this as a chance to get a little bit of my personality out there, get a little bit of myself out there without the pressure of maybe putting my face online right now, or massive live streaming little setup here. I'm looking at this as a meditation, as a little bit of a therapy for myself as well, too. And so I thank you for being part of that. And I'm hoping, you know, throughout these recordings, whatever these are, you know, as the podcast, I don't know exactly what this is yet, that I can explore some of those things, hopefully get some feedback from, you know, the people who are actually taking a chance to listen. Hello, Grandma. Hello, Mom. I don't even think my girlfriend will listen to this. That's about it, really. No, there'll maybe be some people who check it out. But again, one of those things that you find is that if people don't want to support or don't have the time to listen to someone doing something unless they reach this sort of, you know, this plateau or this signal of success. So realistically, I don't think anyone would listen to this unless, you know, it got shared by, you know, Forbes or, you know, old Joey Rogan recommends it or, you know, it starts to get a little bit of press around it. Generally, people won't listen to something until it gets to that level because truthfully, we want to vet things. We are in, you know, what I think is probably the most limited time sort of life that we have right now. So we want to vet things before we actually are going to dedicate that time to them. It makes perfect sense with me. When I'm picking a show on Netflix, you know, when I'm watching a document, I'm reading the reviews first. I'm spending, you know, 10 minutes trying to vet what I'm going to watch or this content I'm going to consume just to make sure that's worth my time. And I think that's a really weird place that we're in, but I think it makes a lot of sense with how valuable our time is. And so I'm trying to make sure that if I'm going to do something like this, it's valuable to me, it's valuable to others, and I'm really hoping to explore some pretty, you know, vulnerable, important topics and issues, be pretty transparent myself about where I am in life, and I'm hoping that if someone, you know, listens to this or wants to be part of whatever this is I'm hoping to form, that we can have that conversation together. And I think there's a lot of people, and it's been that way for a long time, creating media, creating content to be consumed, when really a big important part of what our life needs to be and our community and our world in general is a conversation. And so right now I'm actually recording this on Audacity, and I'm going to put it on Facebook Live, but maybe YouTube, who knows. But I hope in the future to do this live. I hope that, you know, maybe there's a chance for people to comment and have a discussion, and I can address things live through this instead of, you know, making more of this a one-way. I was pretty nervous today, so I went with the one-way, and I also wanted to check the sound, see how all that stuff feels, and then I'll use a software platform called Wirecast to actually stream this. And I mean, it will appear live, but to anyone listening to it, I'm going to say that it's not live, so I don't really think I'm trying to mislead anyone here. But really just trying to get this set up a little bit and make sure that I'm in a spot where I want to be with this. So what I've got here is, I'm going to take another sip of water here, is I've got three screens. So I've got my computer set up. I've got three screens. Three screens is pretty wild. I had maxed out at two screens before in my life, and so I just had the opportunity to get three screens. I worked really hard for these, so I feel good about these screens. But what I've got in front of me here is Reddit, big Redditor, and I think some of the stuff that I talk about in this podcast will be directly, and I just labeled it a podcast, will be directly related to Reddit. I love reading that stuff. I get so much content from there, and it really seems to be this breeding ground for content that spreads throughout the web. And what I mean by that is, what I usually see on Reddit, you know, within the next 3 days, I'll see in other places. So that's where I'll see it on Facebook, I'll see it on Twitter, or someone will tell me, you know, come up to me and tell me they saw this thing, and I had seen it on Reddit. And so it does really seem to be this, well, what they've advertised themselves as the front page of the internet. And so, you know, as I sort of put together this content, I'm going to have some loose notes, some things that I want to put, you know, that I want to talk about and put together, talking about, you know, what's going on in the world, maybe the daily news, if you're in London, Ontario, what the weather is. Okay, maybe don't touch on that. But I want to have some stuff to talk about. I want it to be relevant and timely, but I also want it to be something that anyone can listen to anytime. And so I'm really trying to put this balance together, and I'm really trying to create something that if anyone does listen, that it's interesting, it's valuable, that I'm a good medium, a good person to channel this information through, and I'm hoping to put that all together in a nice package. And so I just really wanted to sort of get this out there. It's a Monday morning, and for some reason Monday mornings seem to be one of my favorite times. I love having a week and then having a fresh start. And I always try to wake up and get out of bed right on Monday morning. And something that I had thought about last night is, I think why I like Monday mornings so much is I sort of think of Sundays as, crazy idea day. So I've had my week before. I'll look at everything. I'll sort of reflect on it. But then on Sunday night, what I'll generally do is lay in bed, maybe after a little bit roast, and sit there and just be on my phone. I use a program called Evernote and just pump ideas and everything that that made me sad the week before, or things that I hadn't done right and things that had inspired me to do other things. I'll pop it into Evernote, and then I come up with some other things that I can maybe start to do and implement in my life in the following, in the following week, in the following month, or in the following year. And so I really do try to put together, and I apologize for the sniffles. I am a little bit cold. We're in Canada here, so it's coming to an end of a long, what feels like a very long winter, and I hope it's coming to the end. But what I'm, and this is already me getting too long here. What I'm trying to bring together here is something that is valuable. I'm listen to a lot of stuff, I consume a lot of stuff, and a lot of stuff, it doesn't really help people that much. It doesn't make it that practical. And so with these crazy ideas that I'm trying to implement, I'm trying to test and I'm trying to experiment, just like those people that we talked about with Google, with Facebook, because in a way I think I really do believe that life is just a game. And so if we can try to, and if I can try to create some experiments, put some stuff out like this, see what the response is, and then also, integrate some things that have actually worked for me and bring those into this and share them with you. Maybe there can be some back and forth between us, the world in general, and that sounds very grandiose, but, I want to figure out how can we create this format where there's a sharing of resources, a sharing of knowledge, and I'm hoping that I can be a part of that. I think what's so beautiful about the place that we're in the digital world, where if we create something, we can put it out there. No one could listen to this for 5, 10, 15 years, but someone finds it after that and listens to it, and they get insights and they get knowledge that maybe they wouldn't have got otherwise, but really resonates with them and impacts their life in that time. And I think that's why it's so beautiful with what people are doing right now, that they're creating content, and it's the people that I really admire, the people who are creating valuable content that can help people. And so I'm hoping to do that, because I think what we need to do, and I think this has been such an important thing in human history, is to document what we've done so that the people following behind us can take those insights, take that knowledge, and live a better life and make a better world. And I think, in fact, I know that's very important. And so that's why I'm here today, and that's what I'm doing. And so there's a lot more work to do. This is just my first little round of that. And I'm pretty, I'm pretty happy with, just this first little, first 20 minutes that I've put together. In the future, I'm going to be hopefully even a little bit more organized, and I'm really trying to make a habit and a routine out of creating this stuff. And so there's going to be a lot of things that I want to talk about. And one of those things is, getting a diagnosis of bipolar, struggling with mental health, and finding some really good ways to deal with that and work through that, and hopefully learning some other ways from other people. I'm going to continue to talk about what the nonprofit industry is doing, what marketing, what's going on in marketing right now, what are the tools and the technology and the strategies that people are using that are actually working, how can we actually implement some of that experimentation and testing that I talked about. I plan on this being pretty stream of consciousness. I don't want these pre-made, prefabricated conversations or talks for myself. And so what I want to hopefully do again is to put a couple notes together, touch on some points, but you really, I want you to hear directly from me what I'm thinking. I'm not rehearsing this. There is no version before this, and I mean, you can probably tell from the rambling and the sniffles and all that stuff, but I'm hoping to catch this clean, good audio, put it out there, put it out in the world, and really just see what happens. And so I'm hoping that if you take a listen to this, and again, I'm about 25 minutes here, and I'm going to bring it to a close, that if you have some ideas for me, if you have some things that you think are going to work, shoot me a message, shoot me an email, check out what I'm doing. It's Tyler Bryden. I'm Tyler Bryden, tylerbryden.com. I just sort of put a little bit of a revamped site out there. I'm going to be creating some content there. And again, I think the goal for me is understanding my own life and understanding how important time is for people. What can I can do in a short amount of time that there are practical applications to what I talk about that you can integrate into your life? And so, just to end this on a note, something that I've seen and something I've been working with, and it's a Monday morning, so right after this, I'm actually going to go to the gym and work out. I'm going to do a leg workout and then the sauna. But I'm going to write a post about this as well, too. But I wanted to sort of end on something a little bit practical that you can implement. And so this has been something that's been working for me really well. And what I find, especially running my own business and just sort of being the person that I am, and I think a lot of people are sort of hardwired to look towards the future or reflect on the past, or at least have this anxiety-prone state where they're looking around and sort of addressing, looking at what's happening and being very ready to adapt. And I think that creates a lot of anxiety and stress, and it also brings us out of the moment. And so something that I found, especially when I had been more out of the moment, less present, to work for me was a grounding exercise. And this was actually passed along by a counselor who was just a fantastic counselor, fantastic speaker. And so it's a grounding exercise. And so it's sort of the five senses grounding. And so I'm hoping I'm going to get this right. But the idea is, if you're walking and you're feeling a little bit more on autopilot, you're not quite present in the moment. You maybe feel like your life's shifting, so moving by a little bit too quickly. What you want to do is actually do this grounding exercise. And so it's the sort of the five